The Bernie Sanders for President headquarters at Ward Warehouse bustled with supporters and well-wishers on opening day last week. Hawaii State Director Reed Millar worked in the Nevada campaign before landing in Honolulu.
Historically, there's not been a lot of high turnout here, so just telling people about the process of going to the caucus is really important. Organizing at the college and the schools around the islands is a big part of what we're doing. Those folks are really engaging with our message, and it's imperative that we talk to them about the caucus.
State Representative Marcus Oshiro is a Sanders supporter. He's inspired by the progressive platform and truly believes in the Vermont senator.
Bernie Sanders represents the common folk, the common people that I believe Hawaii is. The ideas of college for all people, healthcare for all people, those are fundamental principles that many, many people, like myself, aspire to have in our country.
University of Hawaii student Aina Iglesias says she believes Sanders is fighting for working people and students like her.
I think I'm getting like 5-10 grand a year from loans, and that's a lot for a student. Like, you know, you have to pay it 6 months after you graduate, and we really need to do something about that because education shouldn't cost that much money. And I'm only a sophomore.
Lisa Grandinetti is also a student at UH. She says younger voters will be turning out to vote for Sanders despite the superficial aspects of his candidacy.
He's old and he's white and he's a man, which is, you know, like the rest of them, but unlike the rest of them, he is not bought out. He has not taken any contributions from corporations, from banks, just like the rest of them have, and that's why they vote against working people's interests.
The Sanders campaign also got a boost late last month when Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard resigned as vice chair of the Democratic National Committee to endorse Sanders.
We can elect a president who will usher in a new era of peace and prosperity. That's why today I'm endorsing Senator Bernie Sanders.
Midweek political columnist Dan Boylan says the Congresswoman's endorsement will help Sanders get more votes, but it won't be enough to win in Hawaii. Boylan says Sanders has a better chance if he appeals to those in the 1% and Occupy Wall Street movements 5 years ago.
There was great unhappiness then, and the aggrieved in that movement and beyond, people who watch, or if you've seen the movie The Big Short, people who see that and realize what a crap game the bankers in America, all of that feeds Bernie Sanders' candidacy. And the question comes down to Bernie Sanders is he electable with that name socialist after him?
Boylan says Hillary Clinton and her husband Bill have a 25-year relationship with local Democrats and will be hard to beat. There are 34 delegate votes at stake in the Hawaii presidential preference poll, March 26th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.